بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فيقول الله جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولوطا إذ قال لقومه إنكم لتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين أئنكم لتأتون الرجال وتقطعون السبيل وتأتون في ناديكم المنكر فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا ائتنا بعذاب الله إن كنت من الصادقين صدق الله العلي المولانا العظيم جماعة المسلمين and respected listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته All praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent of each and everything. For Allah is the creator and everything besides Allah is the creation of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was independent of His creation before He created it, Allah remains independent of His creation after Allah has created it. A simple example, Allah has created food and drink. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He created food and drink, Allah was not in need of any food and drink. After having created it, Allah is still independent of it. Allah still does not need it. Allah has created it for you and I. Allah is independent of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs nothing of His creation. We, on the other hand, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the compassion of Allah. We need the rizq and the sustenance provided to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need barakah in the rizq. We need health from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything comes from Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy shower upon us His barakah and His sustenance and rizq and His guidance and His rahmah and mercy. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to realize how insignificant we are and how small we are and how much in need we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani. Allah is independent. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. We are the fuqara. We are the ones that are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize we are but mere mortal slaves of Allah, born yesterday, going to die tomorrow. We have a short period of time to earn the jannah of Allah and the pleasure of Allah and the mercy of Allah jalla wa ala. And this is done by following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the manner shown to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala sent thousands of anbiya, thousands of prophets and messengers to call the slaves of Allah to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu, O people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qulu la ilaha illallah, say la ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Believe it in your heart, live according to its injunctions and orders, and you will earn the happiness of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and the jannah of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Therefore Allah Jalla wa Ala says, inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. The way of life which is accepted by Allah and chosen by Allah is al-Islam, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whomsoever chooses a way of life other than Islam, it will never be accepted from such a person. Therefore, Jama'at Muslimin, our way of life is iman in Allah, belief in Allah, belief in the last messenger of Allah and all the other messengers who preceded Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of life of a Muslim is Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. The way of life of a Muslim is praising Allah, making the dhikr of Allah, reciting the Holy Quran on a daily basis, when in need turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way of life of a Muslim, he or she does not lie, does not cheat, does not steal, does not commit fraud. If his employer works in employer, then sees to the rights of the employees. If he's working for somebody, fulfills the right and the hours of the people they are working for. This is the way of life accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whomsoever follows a way of life other than Islam, Allah says, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will never ever be accepted from such a person. Allah grant us lies in the obedience of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We send salawat and salams, greetings and salutations upon the beloved of Allah, your beloved Muhammad and my beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jama'at Muslimin, in this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, we've spoken quite a bit about reminding myself first and each and every one of us to increase in our recitation of the Holy Quran. What we should also try to do a lot, Jama'at Muslimin, in and out of the month of Ramadan, is to make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To supplicate to Allah, make dua. And take the names of your parents, the names of your children, your brothers and sisters, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of the believer. Allah jalla wa ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my slave asks of me, I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. I answer the call of those who call unto me. I answer the dua of those who make dua to me. Therefore, Jama'at Muslimin, when we make dua, we are placing a request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take the names of your parents and your children, your brothers and sisters, and make special dua for them. And the duas of parents for the children are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us of those who make dua for others, and Allah make it that others mention our names in their duas. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayah number 28 and 29 of Surah Al-Ankabut, the 29th surah of the Holy Quran, in the 20th juz of the Holy Quran, Allah speaks about the nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And in ayah number 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Nabi Lut tells his people that you are doing a despicable act, an immoral, unethical act, the act of sodomy, which is now called homosexuality. And nobody has done that before you in all the worlds. You are the first people to perpetrate that. In other parts of the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala goes into more detail. He asked the question, Nabi Lut alayhi salam then asked a rhetorical question, meaning it doesn't require an answer. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ. You go towards men, meaning you men go to men to fulfill your pleasures. وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. تَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. قَطَعَ means to cut something. And sabil means the road or the path, sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa taqta'una sabil. So two things can be, the tafsir of this can be made in two ways. Number one is that you turn away from that which is the fitrah and the natural disposition of a person. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a male a lean and have desires for a female. You go against that fitrah. And the second of this can be that by doing this, that natural progression of Allah, that natural system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where husband and where male and female come together, they get married in a beautiful manner, in a chaste manner. After having gotten married, they form a pillar, a brick in a community. Then when they have children, their children after 20, 30 years will also get married, and so communities will carry on and generations will go off one after the other. So if men come together with men, where are children going to come from? Where is the next generation going to come from? تَقَطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. So that the system of Allah that Allah has put in place for mankind to flourish, and that there can be generation after generation, you are cutting that off. You are bringing that system to a close, because you are talking about men going to men, al-iyadu billah, which is haram in the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam tells them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ. You go towards men. Number one, you are the first people to do such a heinous crime, a despicable and immoral act. You are the first people to do that. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. None have done it before you. Number two, you go towards men, وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ. And you're trying to bring to an end that system that Allah has put in place, where one generation follows another, where male and female come. Therefore, some ulama said, Allah has created Adam and Eve, not
Adam and Steve.
Oh, not Adam and Steve. Jazakallah khairan. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Al-iyadu billah. So that might be in a light-hearted manner, but it is haram in the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah Jalla wa la protect us, Jama'at Muslimin. And Allah keep us on the fitrah of Islam, the natural disposition of Islam. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقَطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ. We end of the Jama'at Muslimin. Allah grant you and I the true understanding of the Holy Quran. Allah make us of those who love each other for the pleasure of Allah. Allah make us of those who remind each other so that we may earn the Jannah of Allah. And Allah forgive all our shortcomings. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
The Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM Stereo.